May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we have another Shunyu Suzuki lecture excerpt, both audio excerpt, and I will read it first. This is the one that was used at the end of chapter 13 of Crooked Cucumber, the audiobook for Crooked Cucumber, The Life and Zen Teaching of Shunyu Suzuki. And you know, there's no, it's only him speaking. And then if you go on the page for the audiobook, which is cuke.com/cc21, you can see these transcripts. And that's what I'm reading. I'm reading it from there. It's a link called SR-audio. Well, I don't know what the link is called. That's what the file is called. No, it says transcripts for, you know, audio clips from Shunyu Suzuki lecture. It's not that long. I don't know what it says. You can tell it's prominent. So, okay. So here we go. We must settle ourselves on ourselves, as Katagiri Sensei says. To settle oneself on oneself, you know, that is a very important point. How you do it is to be yourself on each moment. Whatever you do, you must do it. You know, you shouldn't expect someone's help. You should protect yourself and you should grow upright to the sky.
We must settle ourselves on ourselves, as Katagiri Sensei says. To settle oneself on oneself, you know, that is very important point. How you do it, it's to be yourself on each moment. Whatever you do, you must do it, you know. You shouldn't expect someone's help. You should protect yourself and you should grow upright to the sky.
Okay, so that's the clip I used there. Now, there are people, of course, who will say, what's this, settle the self on the self? I thought Buddhism rejected the idea of self. Yes, that's true. But, you know, Shunyu Suzuki was just all over the place. I mean, Buddhism rejects the idea of absolute permanent self, you know? Are there being any substance to a self? Are there being a self that continues from instant to instant? So this self that he's talking about can only be a relative self or a sense we have of self. If you look at it from Advaita Vedanta, or as they say here, Advaita Vedanta, yeah, I guess, point of view. V is not pronounced V in many places in the world, including in places in Europe. Nils Holm, my dear friend and inspiring Zen student and seeker of truth, was from Denmark, and he would say, the Vikings. And here it's, we had a landlady named Widya, but we have a friend good friends, engaged Buddhists in Kuala Lumpur, and the husband of the family is Vidya. Same word, just And I don't know, that might be his pronunciation. I didn't go around and test people there to see if they'd say Vidya or Widya. I would imagine they'd say Widya. And Vidya's pretty international guy. So, and probably in Sanskrit, they pronounce the V as we do. I don't know. Anyway, but this is food for thought. Well, if there's, I was going to say, as they say in Advaita Vedanta, it's that sense of I am, that sense of self in Advaita Vedanta that is the absolute. And so they're really into asking, who am I? Are you, you know, it's the same thing as saying, what is this sense of self I have? And maybe we could say it is the big self, which Buddhism also rejected the idea of the big self, the Atman and the Anatman. You know, Atman was the self and Anatman was no self. But again, that's just in terms of absolute, nothing permanent there. It doesn't mean you can't use the word self. I mean, if you want to be strict, then you shouldn't use the word I or me. So anyway, I could go on and on. But I would say that for people who are very strict and don't want the word self like that, and they're really absolute about it, forget about Shunya Suzuki. Because... he's on both sides of things. I don't mean he's on the side of believing in a permanent self. I mean, he's on the side of using the word self. And then sometimes he'd say the silly self or there is no self. Something is for us to figure out. It doesn't matter what he said, really. I mean, we can listen to what he said, but it's for each of us to decide for ourselves. And, you know, deciding for ourselves, what does that mean, to get some belief system or some intellectual construct? Nah, that won't help either. It has to be direct experience of what this word self and no self and there's no permanent self, all that stuff, who am I, etc. What is it really? Who am I? And if you don't want to ask who am I, just eliminate it and do whatever other practice you're doing. All right. It's sort of endless, isn't it? That's why he wouldn't, you know, when he was on both sides, he wasn't doing what I'm doing, is trying to explain it, make excuses for it. He'd just be there, you know? And then later he'd be on another side. And you're supposed to figure it out. The sixth patriarch told his disciples when he was dying, he said, "That it's very simple to teach. Just, there's pairs of opposites. And when your disciple is on one side, you just get on the other. And, drive them crazy that way." And, all right. So now you can hear Shunya Suzuki saying this again, and we'll conclude the podcast. But first, I will read it again. "We must settle ourselves on ourselves, as Katagiri Sensei says. To settle oneself on oneself, you know, that is a very important point. How do you do it? Is to be yourself on each moment. Whatever you do, you must do it, you know. You shouldn't expect someone's help. You should protect yourself and you should grow upright to the sky."
We must settle ourselves on ourselves, as Katagiri Sensei says. To settle oneself on oneself, that is very important point. How you do it is to be yourself on each moment. Whatever you do, you must do it. You shouldn't expect someone's help. You should protect yourself and you should grow. upright to the sky.
This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.